Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
This week has tons of sports action on the go. The NFL draft is on and Kentucky Derby is back as the first leg of the Triple Crown begins this weekend. Get all the latest news, odds, and info for all your sport needs, including Major League Baseball, NBA, NHL, and all your UFC action. Before next pitch, head over to BetOnline on your laptop or mobile device. Check out the great sports news, sign bonuses, and contest information. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore, as this is your chance to get in the game as the teams prep for the runs for the playoffs. BetOnline, your online sportsbook expert. Check out the Locker Room. It's a live, audio-only sports talk platform. Free to download and use. You can talk to other fans, athletes, and insiders in real time as the show goes on. Perfect for watch parties, debates, post-game breakdowns, and reacting to breaking news. Share your own experiences on the app. All you need to do is just download the Locker Room app for free on the iOS App Store or Play Store. Create a profile, link your Twitter, and join the league group. And follow that show to notify when it goes live. We'll be going live on Locker Room sometime soon. All right, guys. Welcome to our Pit Panther Rants and another Sports Rants podcast. I'm Vlad Harris. This is brought to you by The Sports Drink. Happy Thursday to you guys. We're almost to the end of the weekend. And we're going to try to make this short and sweet. As well, you know, not much to talk about, I guess. Let's see. The NFL draft is tonight. I don't really have much to talk about in terms of draft. I mean, all I can say is every year it becomes insufferable because people have, you have, because so many people release their own variations of their mock drafts and they have one player going here, one player going there. And then, of course, you get groups of people get pissed off because that one player is being, you know, projected to go, you know, 25th in round one. And they should be a top five pick. And I mean, people just get overly emotional, reinvested about this stuff. You know, I don't know. I mean, do people make mistakes on round one? Sure they do. I mean, look at the quarterback position. Plenty of mistakes have been made. I mean, Blake Bortles going number three overall. And Jacksonville probably could have gotten Blake Bortles probably in the second round. And if anything, they could have traded down to get him in the later rounds. I mean, they could have dealt that top three pick to somebody else. Probably get some more return out of it. I mean, to be fair, Blake did get them close to a Super Bowl, but it was all downhill from there. I mean, I think, you know, that game after that season he had, they beat New England, he was very dominant, and he was just downhill from there. And, of course, it was 2017. I think it was 2017 or 2018 draft. I mean, it was the year Lamar Jackson was picked, and he was picked, in the last pick, I think. Baltimore trade up to get that pick, and it's worked out for them. I mean, I can't explain why Mitch Trubisky goes higher than Lamar Jackson. I don't know. But I'm just curious as to why the San Francisco 49ers went to the Super Bowl with Jimmy Garoppolo, and all of a sudden they want to go with somebody else. I don't get it. I mean, I don't know. I mean, it just baffles me. I haven't really followed the story much, but Fuentes, I mean, I know he was hurt. And now all of a sudden, I mean, he took them a Super Bowl, and all of a sudden, they want to get rid of him. Maybe, I mean, I understand maybe it's not the player, you know, the quarterback Kyle Shanahan wants, but I don't know. I don't get it anymore. I don't. I'm sure. Love you don't either. I mean, I'd like to see Steelers get a quarterback, but you know, if they're, you know, hey, if Justin Fields falls in their lap, I would hope they would take him. You know, I love the guy's potential, but I won't hold my breath. I mean, it's out of this world for the Steelers to draft a quarterback in number, you know, in the first round. I mean, although Ben, when they drafted Ben, pretty much Ben, it was a big necessity. They needed a quarterback. You know, they played around this for so long. I mean, they had such a good nucleus of players. And I think if Kyler would have, you know, got himself a, you know, a quarterback or maybe earlier in life, maybe he wins a Super Bowl. I mean, he went to several AFC title games. I mean, 200, you know, we had Neil O'Donnell as his quarterback. And then, he had two more, actually. You know, there's the 97 game with the Broncos where Cordell just had the meltdown. And, of course, the 2001 game where he, he's been to several AFC title games. It was four AFC title games. And, of course, with his first year, Ben Roethlisberger, he went to the AFC Championship again, lost. But then, finally, in his second to last year as head coach, he finally, you know, got over the hump. And he won a Super Bowl because, let's face it, that Super Bowl run that they had, if they don't draft a quarterback in the first round like Ben Roethlisberger, because, you know, it's one thing to draft a quarterback in the first round, but to draft the right one, luckily they lucked out with Ben. If it wasn't for Ben's play, they don't go to the Super Bowl. They had to win out to contend for the playoffs and get the wild card, so probably they don't even make the playoffs, depending on who they have. I mean, if they still have Tommy Maddox, yeah, they're definitely not making the playoffs. And if they do, they probably don't. They're not going to make it out of the first round against Cincinnati. It wouldn't matter if Carson Palmer gets his ankle smashed. It just wouldn't matter. Not at all. Yeah, so it's, I can't explain why some quarterbacks get selected in the early and some get selected later, and the ones in the later round, you know, later get actually work out better than the one, you know, I don't know. Teams just overthink. I mean, the only teams know who they're picking. That's, you know, we can't really rely on mock drafts. So we'll see what happens. All right, I just rambled about the draft for about a good, you know, six minutes, and I wasn't going to talk about it too much. But let's get into some pit stuff. Let's get basketball out of the way. Basketball did land two more players. They got Daniel Lapido from Oakland, and they got Jamaris Burton from Texas Tech. So I've heard good things about Lapido. You know, same with Jamaris Burton. I mean, if you're playing under Chris Beard, I'm sure you probably were, you know, once a decent player. But Lapido, he was a 6'7", 220-pound forward. He averaged almost a double-double this past season. And, you know, Pitt obviously is fill up their class and the roster. I don't know. All I know is for Jeff Capel, this is going to be make or break for him, I think. This year, I think he's going to have to show something. Because, I mean, what's he in, like, year four now? And in year four, a lot of your corner pieces of the your program are already gone. I mean, you recruited Xavier Johnson, Trey McGowan's, Audius Toney, and they're gone already. They transferred out. So I understand he was handed a dumpster fire, but a fire is a little. It's a little, it's got some smoke to it, and it may, how you put a fire, you think you put a fire out and it just, it reignites. That's what this is like turning into. I mean, some sort of progress has to be shown for this next season. Because I think in other situations, other programs, he'd be fired right now. They would have fired him. And I guess, I can live with that wet dream that Pitt's going to bring in Sean Miller or Archie. But those are just wet dreams. They're just not going to happen. I think Sean pretty much, after with Arizona, I mean, you don't get yourself caught in the middle of an FBI investigation just to not even make the Final Four. They dealt with all that. And they never got to a Final Four. They got to Elite Eight, and that was about it. So you don't go through a lot of trouble just to not make it to the Final Four. So that's why Sean Miller is gone. It just wasn't worth it anymore. I mean, sure he was, he was winning games, but when you're Arizona under Lute Olson, you go to Final Fours and you contend for a title. Lute won one title, and that was about it. But they for the longest time Arizona was a really good program, so that's why they bring in guys like Sean Miller, and Sean did win games. It just that when the tournament time came around, best he could do was Elite Eight. He could went to the Final Four the one season. They had a chance to beat UConn, and of course instead of forcing overtime, they decided to brick a bunch of threes, and whatever. But Pitt's obviously filled up the roster, and they did unfortunately lose a bunch of recruiting battles with these transfer portals, and it's kind of like with Jamie Dixon. I mean, he was losing recruiting battles left and right, and eventually, it reared its ugly head, and here we are. Now, we did have the spring football game. Gold dominated the blue 30-0. Kenny Pickett didn't play much, which is obvious. He doesn't really have to play. It's for younger guys. I'm bringing the write-up here by Anson Whaley of Cardiac Hill. You can follow him at Anson Whaley. He's not really active on Twitter much anymore. But he does write, so check him out. Check his page out. I mean, he's got plenty of people writing for him, plenty of guys podcasting for him. But Joey Allen looks like he was the obvious disappointment. I had high hopes for him, but there's a reason why some quarterbacks, when they transfer out, sometimes they don't live up to what you're hoping for. Nick Payne, Davis Bevel got to work for the gold, and suppose these guys looked a lot better. I mean, Payne was 7-10 for 133 yards, touched on a TD. Bevel 6-6, 102 yards on TD. It sucks that Joey Allen, I don't know. Obviously, he's going to fall down the depth chart here, but I'm happy to see guys like Patty and Bevel make progress. that's important because we need someone to make progress here, because Kenny doesn't have another year left after this, and we can't keep him for another 5 years. Running back position, you know, obviously our only player that stands out is Izzy, which is kind of cool, but we obviously need help. We obviously have some depth at this position, but the problem is the depth. Well, it's just we just have bodies at this point. Maybe Todd Sibley, you know, some of these guys are obviously veterans now. Maybe having some time in the system, they give us something. But we need a. We obviously haven't had we haven't had any go-to backs since Darren Hall and Quadri Olison. That was it. You know, the receivers obviously are receivers. Taysom Mack comes back, which is great. I'm happy for that. We even got Trey Tipton coming in, and things are looking good in forms of tight end. I mean, Lucas Kroll, obviously. We haven't had anything from the tight end position probably since, you know, Scott Orndorff was here. So hopefully we get some more of that. Defensively, we obviously lost some key players, and front seven's gonna look a lot different, but we're obviously deep at the right, you know, the linebacker position, and we got some talent on the front four as well. I mean. Secondary, obviously, there's a lot to be talked about, but we got MJ Devonshire coming in. AJ Woods is here. Marquise Williams, you know, hopefully he makes some progress, but yeah. And of course, we're replacing another kicker, so we got another kicker to you know, to be pissed off over. It happens. Pit volleyball. Got the Elite Eight. And, you know, they could have went to the Final Four. I mean, they were up 2-0 and they lost 3 straight. And I know people are going to say that, well, you know, they did a pitting. And no, I mean, pitting would have been for them to go out in the first or second round. Because, you know, that's what happened when they were a 1 seed. And we complained that they weren't getting the respect that they deserve. And they get the 1 seed and they flamed out in the first, you know, early in the tournament. These ladies fought hard, and you know what? They're coming back to their stars, Kayla Lund and Chinazad ND. They're coming back for next year. So, as successful as the women's volleyball has been, I mean, they've won conference titles. They're doing pretty well. I mean, hell, I mean, I say take whatever they're paying the Pitt coaches for the football and the men's basketball and give it to the volleyball coach. So I wouldn't call this pitting. These ladies, I mean, for them to get the Elite Eight, they fought hard. These games weren't easy. But I think, you know, basically they went up 2-0, and, you know, they just ran out of gas. It happens. I mean, these games aren't easy. They're not. So I commend them, and I thank them for giving me something to cheer about, to be happy about. And, of course, and of course, my coworkers, as I am. So I guess I should ask what's up. Because they're probably need some help. Who knows? And of course, guys and ladies, we have the Kentucky Derby coming this weekend. We got the NFL draft. So go make some money and play some bets on BetOnline. Get all the latest news, odds, and info for your sporting needs. Head over, check out the sign up bonuses on your laptop and mobile device. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. So we finished up with that. I mean, that's pretty much all the pit stuff that's been going on. And of course, my coworkers, I am in me. And here I am typing in some stuff. And of course, yeah, you're seeing me type in real time right now. And I must have hit the insert button because now I'm overwriting all my text. Anyways, probably starting in June, I'm shooting for. I'm going to have some guests on my podcasts. I've had this podcast for 6 years now. It's amazing. I've been doing it for 6 years. You know, I started out by doing it in my car to and from work. And I started in 2015, you know, and I've been through so many walks of life. I mean, let's see, 2015, there was the birth of my third child. Then I lost my job, unemployment. So I was podcasting through that. Podcasting through Hurricane Harvey. And yeah, Harvey. And of course, I think that snowstorm we just had. And of course, my divorce. I mean, I've been podcasting through all this. I mean, and you know, I got picked up by Armchair All-Americans back in 2019, and now we're the sports drink. But yeah, I keep saying I was going to have guests, but I just really haven't had the opportunity to do that. I've appeared on some podcasts, but I haven't had any guests. And what's crazy is I've had people DM me wanting to be on my podcast. And I've had, you know, I haven't forgot who those people are because I interact with them daily. And why not? So yeah, I am playing with some ever since, you know, with the pandemic and stuff. I have been playing with some conferencing equipment, and yeah, I'm definitely gonna, you know, do that. So stay tuned. I'm working on that, and yes, I'm definitely gonna have some guests on. Now as we close out my podcast today, what to talk about? You know what? Let's talk about the waterfront. I think it was late 90s, I think 1999, the waterfront started to come in. I mean, we had we had Lowe's, Giant Eagle. Let me see, what else? And of course, Lowe's Cinema. Not to confuse with the hardware store. And I remember when Lowe's Cinema came in, how much of a big deal it was. Everybody wanted to go to Lowe's because they had the stadium seating. They had those leather seats in the VIP section. And I remember, was it 2000? Me and my friend went to the promo opening of that theater. And I just remember we saw in the movie American Beauty. And, it was American Beauty. We got the VIP seats. We sat in those leather seats with the cup holders and wood grain cup holders, and you know, put your beer in it. It was awesome. And of course, you got to sit up, you know, the bar was on the second floor. And you had other food options besides, you know, your popcorn and your candy. You had chicken tenders, all kinds of stuff. I mean, I remember my friend, we had a, what's it called? He left one time to go to McDonald's. I think he took our orders and he stuck McDonald's in for us. That was a fun time. And of course you had Dave and Buster's. I mean, Dave and Buster's was your adult version of Chuck E. Cheese. I mean, The thing with Dave and Buster's, you didn't go for the food. You just went there to get drunk and play video games. I mean, sure, you could play video games at home and drink, but here was a more social setting, and you know, there was pool tables, and of course, so you got tickets, you did all that. You know, that was always fun. I mean, then there was Rock Bottom with the beers. Then there was eventually they opened up that piano bar. I forget what it's called. That wasn't Philly McNasty's. Sing Sing, maybe? Where the guy playing the piano, the guy's playing the pianos, and you laugh and have a fucking good time. But that whole area has taken so much. When I was there in 2019, it was crazy how much that area has really taken off. How it's developed. I do remember Fuddruckers coming in, and they closed. Then it was Damon's. I went to Damon's several times to eat, and I remember I went there one time to watch the Pitt-Syracuse game. And I think it was Pitt was number one, and I think they hit a buzzer beater shot that didn't count, and they lost to Syracuse. I think it was that game. That was 2002, I think. The 2002-2003 season. That was it. Then there was Uno's, and I'm surprised that place is still open. I went there back in 2019 to have a few drinks with a friend, and I'm surprised. You know, I think Uno is probably one of the greatest underdog stories of the waterfront. It's still open because there was a lot of original places that did open at the waterfront that closed. And it's still open. I mean, I actually took several dates there. I mean, because you know what, we would go to eat, and there's a walkway right outside of it because it's by the river. I mean the setting at Uno's is intimate, but it's not too much intimate where it's creepy. And it was like, and of course you get to take her for a walk, you know, by the river. I mean, you got your food, your conversation. I mean, you're definitely going to get that call back on that second date. So, you know, just an idea, guys. You'll thank me later. I mean, you'll have some people that say that whole walk in the park and stuff is lame. It really isn't. I mean, conversation is key in this thing, early on in this stage. Now, I did take a date to Dave and Buster's. I think that was maybe 2003. Yeah, I mean, that was one of those month anniversary things. You know how, like, you're early in your stage of dating where you're screwing and you go out every month for your anniversary? Yeah, that's pretty much what that was. I mean, you know, that's when you're in the sex part of it. And then, of course, eventually it goes from that to going to his or her family events or friends events, or her going to every one of your events. Like, you know, hey, you know, your bros call you because they're tailgating for the Steeler game. And, you know, hey, yeah, I'm going with my girlfriend, guys. I won't be able to tailgate. That whole thing. And I'm going to stomp on my head because all my kids is probably listening to this right now as they're up right now for school. But just a short whole thing. I won't get too deep into that whole dating thing, dating phases. But that's pretty much, you know, the gist of it. I mean, it's amazing how that whole area took shape. I think there's a Permanis down there now. I mean, Target's still there. John Eagle's still there. I mean, I rented stuff from Eagle Video there. I mean, I used to go to Get Go. But I just remember as a kid, like, driving over that hollow bridge to Alderdice. I remember those mills still being up. And I remember how tall those buildings were for the mills. I mean, it was like a fortress. Giant. I mean, that whole area was like a giant fortress. And then one day it was all gone. It was all brownfield. But yeah, I mean, for them to survive the test of time is amazing. I mean, it's a Chicago pizza place. I mean, if you love pizza, and And of course, you know, there's that one area of the waterfront. There's that one, right, it's right by, I'm trying to think what it was. But there was an area where there was Cap C Diner, which closed. And then there was a whole, there was Red Hot and Blue. And there was a Mexican you know, restaurant. There was that one building right by Lowe's Cinema that no matter what you put in there, there was always, the restaurant would always close. I think Bravo's is there now. So, yeah, I think it's Bravo's now. And of course, people love their Italian food, so in Pittsburgh. So, yeah, I mean, you got Bravo's. But, yeah, that's just the recap of the waterfront in general and how it's just, you know, now there's a whole bunch of stores. And of course, since, you know, a lot of other places went downhill because, especially the mall, Century Mall. I mean, why go to the mall when you can just go to the freaking waterfront? But anyways, I'm going to close here because my kids have to get ready for school. So you guys enjoy the draft tonight. I won't be watching it because I got better things to do. Of course, I'll probably, me being the condescending asshole right now, I'll probably follow on Twitter. So whatever. It's kind of like the same as watching it. But whatever. Hell to pick, guys. Talk to you later.